Now, primarily I want to discuss the Union of Kovua, but since the Taz mentioned the Tiraskatos riot, that there is a difference between Polish Kulei, Polish Mikchose, and Polish Kulei, so, I mean, from Simen Shin Choftes, so I want to discuss that Union. Now, that is not our Union, that has to do with the Kach Nefesh, or Benakum, and so on. But I want to discuss it. Now, the Tiraskatos mentioned the riot, that there is a distinction between Polish Mikchose and Polish Kulei from the Psak of the Mechaber and Simen Shin Choftes. In other words, that if, let's say, you had in a Chotzer, you had, let's say, even Elef Akub and one Yisrael, and then there was a Mapeles, so the aloha is that you are Mechalas HaShabbos. Mechalas HaShabbos. But, and not only that, so in that case, it's Kavua Mamish. But not only in that case, even if, let's say, you had Elef Akub of the Chobu, and one Yisrael, and then one of them, of that group, left that Chotzer, and then that another Chotzer, and then there was Mapeles in the other Chotzer. So the halacha is, we have to be Mechal HaShabbos. Why? Because in Hilchim, because Nefesh Achor. And, but, if you had Elef, if the Kichobi, and one Yisrael, so, and then all of them were Pirach. They all moved out from the Chotzer. Everyone going into a different Chotzer. And then a Mapeles took place, a Pleiko, a Mapeles took place in one of the Chatzerets. But everyone was Pirach. So then we go, Basarov, we are not Mechal HaShabbos. Now, anyway, so it seems from this Gemara that Pikuach Nefesh of Anakum is not the HaShabbos. Now, the Mishneh Brura says that even the Reifim, Hayeser Sheirim Shebahem, and the biggest Yerushalayim, are Mechal Shabbos, in all Chirush, Melachos D'Oraisa, for an act. And he doesn't know what the heter is. Hashem Yechapir Ba'adon. That's what the Mishneh Brura says. In the Divrei Chaim, there is a tshuva about a doctor being Mechal Shabbos for an Akum. So the Divrei Chaim says he doesn't know the heter Bishrei Mechil Shabbos D'Rabbonon. So then many Rishayim say that it's Muta Mishumeivo, because of your will. But Melachos D'Oraisa, he doesn't know any heter, but he heard that there was a psak of years ago of the Agudas Achilles, that means the Vaad Arba Rotzes. I mean, the Vaad Arba Rotzes was not the synagogue council of today, I mean, that consisted of the Gdele Yisroel, I mean, in the Vaad Arba Rotzes. So they passed him that it's Muta. But he doesn't explain that it's Shuvah in Divrei Chaim. He doesn't explain why, I mean, they passed me, so there must be a reason. They simply didn't pass me on the basis of human relations, so they passed me on the basis of the halacha. Now, so from that Gemore in Yume, the Gemore discusses Rov in the Kechovim and one Yisroel, Ein Hilchim B'Kenev Sharov, so it seems that Pikuach Nefesh of an Akum is certainly not there. Now, the Miri, the Arab Miri, the Mishneh Brura probably didn't see that Miri. The Arab Miri in Yume, now the Miri says the similar thing. In other Yonim too, he says a similar thing in regard to Avidas Akum Muteres. So he says it only applies to an akum. Akum is a chom mazolis, one who is ever zayin to the neach. But it doesn't apply to egetation. Not only egetation gomor who was mikabel zayin mitzvah b'fnishleishon, but any goy who is not ever the zayin mitzvah the neach. So he says it ligabe avidas akum, and then he says it here ligabe pikach nevish. Pikach nevish in hilchim beyacharei. Kitzat chotzer shehoyu bo Yisraeli veivdikichovim umazoli sakabim umoy. This is not put in by the censor. This did not go to the censorship. So, and you see, when you see on the margin, so that was put in by the on the count of the censor. But this is the meal. So he says, only if it's an Evid Kechovim, Mazori Sakadmeni, the pagans that were Englehem Das Klau, Veinom Cheshishim Lechivas Chevas Odom. That's the Loshin that the Miri has his own terminology and everything. So he means those who are addicted to the Averes of Zayin and Erech. So in other words, so there is Avochet, so there is no Din of Atzole, Ligabi and Evid Kechovim, who is Evir Zayin and Erech. So that Allah is the mind of liberating. So not only there is no chiyuv atzole, atzole is in Moshe. But okay, maybe also then there is no isa of atzole. So he says that pikuach nefesh of ibn neyach. So the mere shita is that pikuach nefesh of ibn neyach is also deichek olat yerekole. Not only pikuach nefesh of Israel. As a matter of fact, there is a raya. I mean, it's not a raya muchachas, but it is a tzas raya. Now the halacha of pikuach nefesh that is nicha kolater kule. So the more in Yume mentions many psukim, but the main din is the main posik is v'chay b'hem. V'chay b'hem lo yishyomus b'hem. Asher yaseh yisomodom v'chay b'hem. So v'chay b'hem lo yishyomus b'hem. Now, so but Reb Meir says in Kame, in Sanhedrin, in Abizore, in many places, minayim shafil akum v'esik b'teiro. That means b'zayim mitzvahs delay. Shareu kikin gotul shenema asher yaseh yisom odom v'chay b'hem asher yaseh yisom kehan levim v'yisraelim lo yinema el asher yaseh yisom odom v'chay b'hem melamed shafila akum v'esik b'teiro b'zayin mitzvah delay hareu kikin gotul. So we see that Reb Meir says that this posik of asher yaseh yisom odom v'chay b'hem yaseh yisom odom v'chay b'hem so applies to b'nei achdo. As a matter of fact, Rav Netam is the kasher. Reb Shimon Yochai says that a goy is not mitame beir. Odom kiyomus beir, atem tzeini, tzei marisi. Odom atem, it's possible in chesed. Atem kruim odom. Ve'ein umiseirom kruim odom. So we see that a goy is not called odom. So then, so the Ramatam is the kashe, but Reb Meir says, "Minayin shafil akum veisik b'teiro b'zayin mitzvahs delay." Shareu kikin gadol. In other words, we have to show him respect as if he had been a kikin gadol. So shenemar ashi yaseh yisom odom, ashi yaseh yisom kahan levim v'yisrael loy nema. So why? Because the Torah employs the term odom. But atem kruim odom, we say lom kruim odom. So the Ramtam says there is a difference between odom and hodom. Odom and Hodom. In other words, Umiseilom are not called Odom. So they are in the parasha of Tumas Eil. The Torah says Odom Kiyom Zbeil, not Hodom Kiyom Zbeil, but Odom Kiyom Zbeil. So, and the positive Cheskel says, Atem Tzeini Tzeim Avisi, Odom Atem, not Hodom Atem, Odom Atem. So that implies that only Yisroel are called Odom, and the Umiseilom are not called Odom. But here the Torah says, Asher Yaseh Yisom Hodom V'chay Behem. So in Mele, it has reference to a goit. Anyway, so we see that there is a distinction between Odom and Hodom. And the Posik of Yaseh Yisom Hodom V'chay Behem has reference even to an Akum. So many of the dinner that Pukach Nefesh is there, Kolaterikula is deduced from Ashiyasir Zodam, the Chaiwer. So that aloche should apply to a B'nai Achdu. As a matter of fact, there is a Goyis Rab Gileya in Yerdeye, in Hilchasimam Lachai. So there, the Rab Gileya raises that question. Now, a B'nayach is Muzar Alimam Lachai. Suppose a B'nayach is a Chilash Yesh B'sakon. And doctors say that he has to eat Alimam Lachai, that's his Nefoy. So easy allowed. So that's the Shalem, whether the Aloche of Pukach Nefesh, Deiche, Kolatere Kule, applies to B'nayach. So Rabbi Gveiga in Hilchas Eilam Lachai discusses that question. So if Luke, since Rabbi Meir says that he has referencing to an Akum Sheizik Bateiro B'zayim Mitzvah Delay, so that posik applies to B'nai. Of course, it's not a Rayu Mechachas, because we could say that in so far as the Pshutishon Mikro of Asher Yaseh Yisod Mechai Poem is concerned, so it applies into B'nai. Because the droshe of the chaybem loishiyam is by him, that doesn't apply to Benayach. All right, we could say that. But why should we say that? If the posik has reference, Rav Meir says it has reference to everybody, so mimele, it should apply to a Benayach as well. Now, so mimele, from that gemore, so that Gimore in Yume, Sofik Akum, Sofik Chovim, Sofik Yisroel, so Michalos HaShabos, Nofuf Sagal Michalos HaShabos, so it seems to be a raya that the Aloche of Echaibem, the Tugach Nefesh, is Deiche, doesn't apply to Benech. He doesn't apply to Benech. I mean, that child is not only Negeye, whether Yisroel is allowed to be Michal Shabbos for the Tugach Nefesh of Benech. Whether a Benayach himself, if he's a Chilash Yesh B'Sakone, is allowed to eat Eilam Lachai and something else. Let's say that it might, that has relevance Ligabi Yisroel too, Ligabi Pukach Nefesh of Yisroel. Suppose a Yisroel is sick and we need medicine. He's a Chilash Yesh B'Sakone. There is no way of getting the medicine except to steal. No one wants to give. I mean, they are all saying Israel, they don't want to give. And the only way to get the medicine is to steal, to rob. So of course, Israel is allowed to steal and rob. Pikuach Nefesh is Deiche. Disag Neiven, Disag Zeilet. It's not Deiche, Disag Etziche. But Disag Neiven, Disag Zeilet is Deiche. Now suppose a Goy comes and asks us a Shaila, can I steal the medicine in order to give it to Israel? So if we say that the aloche of Michal Bohem applies to Benayach as well, so the male Benayach is Muzar and Gesel, but it would be Deiche. That is, if we say it doesn't apply to a Benayach, so not only a Benayach is not allowed, and Israel is not allowed to be Michal Shabbat for Benayach, a Benayach wouldn't be allowed to be even Isa Gesel in order to be Matzal Israel. So it works both ways. It works both ways. All right, anyway. So, from that Gemara, it should, but the Miri says that Chotzer Shehoyu Beyisraelim Veyvikichovim Umazol Yisakadmenim Imoem She'einonu Mitzuvim Lechal Shabbos Aleir Acha She'einoim Shum Dasval V'gam Enchishim Lechim Aschavos Aod V'nofum Apiles. So in other words, that this only has reference to a Yisakadmenim. Akum means a Yisakadmenim, not a Goy. You see, sometimes there is confusion because of the censorship. So when it was mentioned, let's say Goy, so on account of the censorship, so we have the expression Eved Kechov. But here the Miri says that it's only Eved Kechov and Mazolis. Kechov and Mazolis, one is in Zayim Tzvaniach. So that means that if he's not in Zayim Tzvaniach, if he wasn't Mekabel Bifnei Shleisha, or Bizman Shinayim Aleik, so his Pikach Nefesh is Lecha Shabbos. Why? Because the Aloche, according to the Miri, the Aloche of Bechaybem, from which we learn out the Pikach Nefesh is Lecha, applies to Benayach as well. We see that Rameya learns out from that Pasuk, Akum Eisik Bateiro, Hari Yikikim Gov. So, but if he's in a Zayis Mineach, so then there is no Atzole, and the contrary, it's Lemailim Lemeridim. So it's also to be Matzil. So Melech, so even the Misachel, it's Asole, it's also. So Melech, Pikuach Nefesh, not the Hashabes, Masheikin, if he's not in a Zayis Mineach, even if he's not in a Tishon Tomul, so then the Pikuach Nefesh Lechem. Now, from the Roshan of the Ramban, Zifra Mitzvahs, the Ramban, is massive, and the Rambam is why the Rambam is he omits from the Mi and HaMitzvah is the mitzvah of the Geir Viseisho V'Chalmah. So that's the mitzvah of Atzolos Nefashis. The Rambam doesn't mention it in the Mi and HaMitzvah. So he says, and you shouldn't think that this is the mitzvah of Tzedakah. No, mitzvah of Tzedakah is something else, and this is a mitzvah of Geir Viseisho V'Chalmah. So in other words, so it's a mitzvah of Pikuach Nefesh and even of being Mechal Shabbos. He says, for Israel, and it's mashma from the Loshon of the Ramban and Gatesh of Israel. So in other words, so we see from the Ramban that Pikuach Nefesh, that Pikuach Nefesh of the Bnei Yach is also the Yechel Shabbos. But how about the Mishneh, Sofik Akus of Israel and the Fakri? Because it's something the Foshis Lohoku, or because in Ilchim Bikach Nefesh Acharov, but Padai Akim Bikachovim Nat, the answer is, he agrees with the Mir. He agrees with the Mir. Now, Teisves, from Rabbi Yehine in Sanhedrin, in the Sugi of Yorin Vayaveya, it's Mashma, that not only is it Muta to be Michal Shabbos, in Miloche the Reise for the Bekoach Nefesh of a Goy who is Mikayim Zayim Mitzvah Neneach, but even if he is in a Mitchovim Umazolis, so Shalom Mokim Eivo, so then you're not allowed to be Matzel him even Mitzachel because of the Aloche of Lisechonim. So the Roshe of Akum, so the Atzol is also Lemayim Lemeridim. So Bobi Mokim Eivo, so there is no Lisechonim B'mokim Eivor. So B'mokim Eivor, it's mashma from the Loshin of Rabbi Yehine in Sanhedrin, we are allowed even to be Michal as a Shabbos. As a matter of fact, there is a riot from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that if, let's say, there is a Yildes in the Lisechonim, now Yildes is a din of Pikuach Nefesh, so on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to be miyalit, to deliver the baby of an Evenes Chol, on Shabbos. So the Gemara is the kashe, but it will be Evo. So the Gemara says that Chavov in Avodah Zarah, we can give it Eretz. We can say Anam Dimintere Shabse Michalino Es Shabbos, but the do that the Dimintere Shabse, so. So we're not Mechalas HaShabbos. In other words, so that means to avoid Evo, to avoid Dilwin. So in other words, so it's Mashma. So Tisva says the Kashi, it's Mashma that only if we can avoid Dilwin. But suppose David is Kehobi, I mean, she doesn't accept that as an answer. And there will still be ill will. So then it's Muta to be Mialid. But how can we be Mechalas HaShabbos? So Teisve says, that the Gemara says, that the only reason is why we're not allowed to deliver the baby of an Evenes Kehov on Shabbos is because we have an excuse. And Atum, the Loimita HaShabbos, Loim Chalina Aleichem. So, but if there is no excuse, if we have no excuse, they will not accept this kind of an excuse. So then, for example, if somebody in the Mialedes is a professional Mialedes, then it's no excuse. If he's a private person in the Mialedes, so then it could be a good excuse. But if it's a professional, he does it to everybody, so the excuse will not be accepted. So then it would be allowed to deliver the baby of an Mialedes Kehobim because of the Pikuach Nefesh. But how can Michal Shabbos and Melochet Raise? So Teisves gives the teres that Chavov and Avdizore, that in view of the fact that the baby was already Neka Lotzeis, so then there is no Melochet Raise. When is there a Melochet Raise of Eikam Gidulei? if it is not Nekalotis. But if it's Nekalotis, so it's only also the Rabbanon. So since it's only also the Rabbanon, so maybe it's Muta. But the Gemara tells us an Eitze to avoid evil. But in Achanami, if we can't avoid evil, so Chil Shabbos is Muter in Mlochet Rabbanon. But Mlochet Ra is not. That's the issue. But from Rabbi Yehuda in Sanhedrin, it's Mashma. From Rabbi Yehuda in Sanhedrin, it's Mashma that Bimokim Evo, it's Muter even to be Mechal Shabbos for the Bitzach Nefesh and the Mitkhovi, even the Mlochet Ra is. Now, Evo is not Deiche, and it's a Raise, Evo can only be Deiche, and it's a Rabbanon. Evo cannot be Deiche, and it's a And it's a raise, except if the evil assumes the proportions of Yivach Nefesh. So then it's not evil, so then it's Yivach Nefesh Mamish. But the Gemara doesn't have reference to such a case. So obviously we have to say that Rabbi Yehine agrees with the Shita of the Rav Amir. With the Rav Amir. So as a matter of fact, the Rav Amir was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehine. So Mimele Biskinuse, he was a Talmud Rabbeinu Biskinuse. So, in other words, and what is the shita of the Rav Amiri? That the Aloha of the Chaybren, the Tivach Nefesh is Deiche, it applies to Meneach as well. But there the Gemara says, Tivach Nefesh and Nikhovim not, because the Gemara has reference to the Nikhovim Bazol Isakad Meini, that were even under all the Zion mitzvahs. So we may lay it to remind them we're reading. So Atzoli is Osa. And if Atzoli is Osa, we may say, hey, so how can the Pach Nefesh be Deiche? Masha'in can be Mokim Eivu. So then there is no Isa of Atzoli. So we may lay the Pach Nefesh is Deiche. But then you ask, if without Eivu, there would be an Isa of Atzoli. So, and the only reason is why the reason we say Atzole is because of Eivor. So, how could Pekach Nefesh be Deiche? There is no mitzvah of Atzole. It's only because of Eivor. The answer is, the Aloche that Pekach Nefesh is Deiche. Kol Atire Kule. So, it's not based upon the mitzvah of Atzole's Nefashis. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Atzole's Nefashis. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Atzole's Nefashis. It's a special Aloche that Pekach Nefesh is Deiche Kol Atire Kule. As a matter of fact, the Ramban in Muhammad says, now there is a machlikas b'sheni, where the Pekach Nefesh of a fetus, of a newborn. So is Deiche Shabbos or not Deiche Shabbos? Now, the Mishneh Neirach says that if a woman died, she was in labor and she died, so then the halacha is that we carry Sakim Derech Yeshus Rabin to be made to the Vlad, maybe the Vlad will still be alive. So from this, Men of Hisheni deduced that even Pekach Nefesh of a Nuber is Deiche Shabbos, because after all, that Uber is Bimeimei, he wasn't born yet. But some Hisheni say no, that they are, in view of the fact that the mother is dead, so maybe it's like Delis Nidal in front of. But if it is an Uber, that in Bimeimei, where the mother is alive, so then this Pekach Nefesh is not there. So then the Ramban says that Pekach Nefesh is Deiche. The Pekach Nefesh of Nuber is Deiche Shabbos, and he says, V'lo yoid. Not only Pekach Nefesh of a fetus that is 40 days old, but even Pekach Nefesh of a fetus that is less than 40 days old, so it's Gemay Balme, the mother is not even Mechieves to observe, to count the to Maslene and so on. So it's also, why? Because, in other words, what's the difference between a new bear that is less than 40 days and a new bear that is more than 40 days? Because a new bear that is more than 40 days, so according to the Rambam Shite, is in Nefesh, and there is a Nisa Ritziche. A new bear less than 40 days is certainly not in Nefesh. There is certainly no Nisa Ritziche. It only involves a Nisa of Ashkosa Zera, that's all. But it doesn't involve any other Nisa, because it's Gemayu Baalme. Still, the Pekuach Nefesh of a new bear, even less than 40 days, is the Yeche Shabbos, the Rambam says. Why? So, because if we will be Michal Shabbos, so then there will be an Nefesh. So even though right now he's not in Nefesh, so still Pekach Nefesh is Deche. So we see from this Rambam that the Halacha that Pekach Nefesh is Deche Shabbos is not based upon the mitzvah of Atzeres Nefoshes. There is a mitzvah of Atzeres Nefoshes, but even in the case where there is no mitzvah of Atzeres Nefoshes, so still Pekach Nefesh is Deche. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah, because there is certainly no mitzvah of Atzole in respect to a Nuber who is not a Nefesh yet. Just because if would be Mechal Shabbos, then he'll develop into a Nuber, into a Nefesh. But there is no mitzvah of Mesamlat and Racho in such a case. So we see that the din that Pekach Nefesh, Dich Shabbos, is not based upon the Chiyu of Atzole. So Memele, even if he's a Nechom Mazoles, and without Teivo, there is no Atzole. So, but we mock him evil, so it's mutar latzil. And we are mechuyim latzil also in order to avoid evil to Yisrael. But there is no chiyuv atzole in respect to him. But as long as the atzole is mutar, so mele, his b'kach nefesh is the chashas. So that's why Rabbi Yehine says, that the pshat in the Gemara in Avizor Daf Chovov is that even in Melochet Raisi is Mutar Mokim Eivo, but the Gemara tells us a leitze how to avoid it. Alright, now the Rambam Shite seems to the contrary, not like the Shite of the Rav Amiri and the Ramban and Rav Eliyahu. The Rambam Shite seems to the contrary, even though there is no Raya Mukhachas even from that Rambam in regard to Yeril Zakon. But it seems that the Rambam Shita is to the counter. Now, the Rambam in Perek Veis Milcheshades, Halocha Yud Veis says, Em Yaldin Eze Benes Kechovim Umazoles Bishades, Vafilu Bishar, Vein Chei Shishin Leivo, Veafal Pishem Shomchiru, Avon Yaldin Ez Barki, Ez Baz Gerteshov. In other words, if the Yildes is not in veres sai mitzvot b'neiach, so then we are mechuyev to be miyalit. On the contrary, mipnei shonu mitzumin lachrisi ve'ein michalim l'inolel es ha-shabbos. So the Rambam says in so many words that even with basket eishov, so ein michalim l'inolel es ha-shabbos. So that means that the Rambam shite is that the halacha of v'chai ben does not apply to the neiach, even though Rav Meir says nine shaklak with the array kicking god. She never as Yasu to Israel some odom, the highway, as Yasu to handle the Bibi Israel Lenema, Elo Odom, Min Kansha, feel a akum with the array kicking god. So that's in the Pshutish of Mikro of Yasu, but in the Drash of a highway of Lishiomus Ben, that applies only to a Israel, it doesn't apply to Benayah. There is another issue that says that the droshe of the chaybehem, the loy sheyomus behem, does not apply to belief, because the Gemara has a shaila in Sanhedrin whether Beneiach is mitzuve al kiddush Hashem or not. In other words, Beneiach is muzar la b'nizore. Suppose an mitchovim, a pagan akum, forces another nochri who is a Gateshov, who is not a pagan, to bow down to idols. Is he mechuyev to be Mesa Nefesh, or is not mechuyev to be Mesa Nefesh? Not mechuyev to be Mesa Nefesh. So the Gemara... The Gemara da find out on the base. Boy minei meravame, b'neiach mitzuvah kiddush Hashem, or yei mitzuvah kiddush Hashem. Toshma, Sheva Bizin Tavaneach, Nise Tamli Ave, Omle Robe Inu Chalab Israel. Mai Ave Alo, Oma, Ravad Varabe, Amre Berav, Ksi, Lidov Raze, Nislach Hashem Lavdecho, Bivei Adeni Bisrime, Vishtach Vishom, Vihu Nishan Al Yod, Vishtach Avis, Vishtach Avis. So in other words, this is, yeah, I think in the Aftor of Parashat Tazria, I mean this year, so it was Tazria and Mitzeiro together, so we read the Aftor of Mitzeiro, not of Tazria. So Namor became a Gateshov. So after being cured from his tzoras by Elisha Navi, so then he asked Elisha whether it's all right for him to bow down to the Avin Zores when his master will bow down. So Elisha told him, "Vayim alivich lisholim." That means he is not mitzvah to be misanemesh. So Tosfos says the kasha beneach mitzvah to Hashem v'imtema v'chay bohem b'Yisrael tzi. ואפילו ישראל הוא מחויב למסר עצמי, אפילו בצינא, היא לא התייחסי וחי בהם. So, why should he be? Why should he be mutter on the contrary? The Gemara is not by him, the Gemara is Masconi, he's not מחויב to be מסר נפש himself. ויש לימר, די דיל בו לא יצריך וחי בהם, אלו כהיכן לו עיני לבשו מצווס מריצח ונער המרוסו. דאחת בצינא יועד לא היה ולכולם. So he says, so Tosfos Shita is that Mechaibahem doesn't apply to Mechaibahem. Not like the Aramiri in Rabbi Yehme in the Ramban, but that it does not apply to Mechaibahem. Even though the Posik has referenced him to Nakum, Rameyas Droshe, Rameyas Memre, but the Droshe of Mechaibahem Roshiyom is Behem applies only to Israel. So why is it that if Mechaibahem is forced to behave like Israel, so he's not mechuyev to miss nefesh himself. So he says we don't have to resort to the chayve. Mitzal asvore. What kind of svore? So I heard from my father, pshat in Tosfos, very reasonable pshat in Tosfos, that because Tosfos Shita is that onus itself is a matir, is deichek olat yerekot. Not only pikuach nefesh, but onus. The din of onus applies to the nefesh. The din of onus applies to Beneach. So Mele, if somebody else, if an onus forces him, then he's an onus. We see that the Rambam says that even the three Averes, if he was a Meir, Veloy Nearak, so he's Potter of Onshi. But there, he's not shy to say he's Mutter because there is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Masheinkin Beneach, there is no mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So Mele, onus itself is Deich HaKolat Yerek. Onus itself is the Yichad Yisra Mitzvah. So that's only Shayach if he's forced. But if he's not forced, and if he does it to save somebody else's life, then he's not an onus. And even if he does it to save his own life, when is a Shayach to say onus if he's forced? But if he's a Chele, then it's not Shayach to say onus. Because the Rambam says that if an Akum forced someone to be in the Mitzvah, to be Migala Rayes, so even though the Aloch is Yoival Yaveh, but he mova mo'inerak is potter of onshi. But suppose a chile, someone's a chile sheyesh b'sakone. And his refuye consisted, let's say, Arizore, Arayas, Shvichiz Domi. So then, and so it's Yoival Yaveh, suppose it's mova mo'inerak, so in inshiloy beti, bezdin shorodi. Why? The answer is, because if he's forced, then there is actual coercion. So then, Rabbi Simcha says that. There's a meyach. So then he's an onus. Masheikin, where is a chile? So he's not forced, but he wants to save his life through these rarayas. Like, Maisim od mechot chenosan eino bisho, viomru horefi meino lufuach nivoyle. He's not considered an onus. It's Pikach Nefesh, so if Pikach Nefesh would be there, he's a Arayas, so he would have had that. But Pikach Nefesh is not there, he's a Arayas. So maybe he's in Chayvon Shittu. So he's Chayvon Shittu. So in other words, so maybe according to Tosfos, the child of Rabbi Kiveyah. Rabbi Kiveyah has the child, suppose Beneach is a Chile Sheyesh Bisakoni. Beneach is a Chile Sheyesh Bisakoni. And the Rifim say that he has to eat him in Machai, whether he's allowed or not. So if Beneach is forced by an Amos eating on the Chai, otherwise I kill you, then of course he's allowed. Even Abrizore is allowed to be. But if he's not forced, but he wants to save himself through the Zayin Mitzvahs, so according to Tosfos and Rambam, he will not be allowed. But according to the Rav Amiri and the Ramban and Rabbi Yehine, the Aloche of Vechaibel applies to Beneach, so we will be able. All right. I just wanted to discuss that. Now, the Taz in Siv Zayin. The Taz says in Siv Zayin, so he mentions the Ramos, Heretz, and the stira between the two in Simen Kufiyut. The two in Simen Kufiyut, so he mentions the two days, the Shita of the Rajbo, and the Shita of the Rosh, where it's Piris Memele, so then, whether it's Mutel or not. So the Shita of the Rajbo is like one of the Shitas of the Rabbi Natan, that when are we gazing, when are the Chachomim gazing, Zeiro Shemidikam Lakavua, only if he deliberately manipulates a pause. But if it is accidental, not deliberately pause, so then there is no Zeiro Shemidikam Lakavua. And the Rosh Shita is that the Chachomim asked, even if it's Piris Memeir, even when it's not deliberately manipulated. Now, the Mechaber passes like the Rashi, and the Torah mentions both days, but the Torah takes it for granted that to deliberately manipulate the Torah, then it's certainly Tosa. Not like Avnitam Shite, that when is a Tosa only by touching, not by home. But in Siman Tezayim, in Siman Nun Zayim, in connection with Eisel Esmei, in Siman Tezayim, in connection with a Truso, a behemoth that was Truso by an Ari, and then it was Nisari, with, let's say, with 1,000 other behemoths. So the two gives us an Eitzel. We should manipulate a polish, in other words, we should cause a disturbance in the stable, and then the behemoths will run out, so every behemoth will be mutter. Will be mutabachim, will be mutashechter again. But that is certainly Yoseh, except according to Ramnetam. And in Simen Kufiyut, he rejects the Shita of Ramnetam. He mentions the two days, the Rosh and the Rajbo, where it's Polish the Melee, but where it is deliberately manipulated, is certainly Yoseh. So the Ramon mentioned the Teres in the name of Rav Shachne, Ispanolo, that when is there any Zeira Shemit Nakavua? When it's Polish, only Miktas. But when it's Polish Kulei, so then there is no Zeira. So Mele, over there, the Torah says, he gives us an Eitze, he should cause a disturbance in the stable, so that all the behemoths will run out, except two remain, so it doesn't matter. So then all the behemoths will run out, so as to each one will say call the Polish. So the Ruch HaShulchan explains it, but Malef Shechiv, there is a Gzeira Shemalikam Nakavua, so even if it's Polish Kulei, so he says that the Gzeira Shemalikam Nakavua is not like most Gzeiras in the Gemara. Most Gzeiras in the Gemara can mean that Chachomi Maser a certain act, because if we allow a certain act, so then, when another occasion arises, he'll do something else. If we allow something that is muta midaraisa, so if another occasion, he'll do something that is also midaraisa. So, but here, Gzeira Shemikavua is not that if we were to allow Polish, so then, in another occasion, he would take directly from the Kavua. No. But we are afraid if we allow Polish, that he should be allowed to manipulate the Polish of one behemoth from the stable. So then, after that, this time, not a week later. So we'll take directly from Nakavua. We tell you, you're not allowed to take directly from Nakavua. But you're allowed to manipulate the Polish. So then, this time itself, he'll take directly from Nakavua. So that's only Shayach if he's Polish, if we tell him you can only be Polish Miktas. Mashenkin, if we tell him you can only be Polish Kulei, so maybe if there is no Choshe, he'll take from the Gavua. Alright, this is how the Ruch HaShulchan explains. But this is not the full explanation of the Teres Chatos Teretz, because the Teres Chatos mentions the Raya from Chil Shabbos, from the Aloche in Siman Shin Choftes. So he says, Uvitiras Chatos, the Taz, in Sim Zayin says, Uvitiras Chatos, Maise Raya Lechilu Kaze Merachay in Siman Shin Choftes, Leinyan in Mifakhin Es Adal Bishabes, Bisofik Yisroel Tzofik Akum, Dimne Kakolak Skriyas Dimahan Anshot, So what does the Mechaber say in Simen Shin Chof Tes? There's the Shita of the Riv, the Rambam. The Rambam has his own Shita, but this is the Shita of the Riv in the Rambam. So what does Mechaber pass in there? That if there were, let's say, 1,000 Yichovim in a Chotzer, dwelling, and then one Yisroel was dwelling there, and then a Mapenis fell, so of course Mapenis only Vriko, we are Mechuyev to Mechal Zashabas. Then it's Kavod. But even if it's not Mamish Kavod, suppose there are 1,000 Yichovim and one Yisroel, and then a few of them left the Chotzer, and they went to another Chotzer, and one left and went to the other Chotzer. And then in the other Chotzer, there was a Dleike or there was a Mapeles, we are still Mechuyev to be Michal Zeshabes. Because in Hilchot Pekach Nefesh HaRov. But if, let's say, there are 1,001 people living in that Chotzer, all the 1,001 moved out from the Chotzer. Everyone, there was an exodus, and everyone moved into another chotzer. And then, in one other chotzer, where one of the 1,001 moved in, there was a mapeles of Idleiko. So then we go Bosarov, and we're not allowed to Mechal Zashavis. So we see that there is a difference between Piris Kule and Piris Mesosi. That's the raya that the Ramon mentions. So if the pshat in the Ramor had been the way the Hashulchan explains it on the basis that Xero Shemini from the Kavua is not that if we allow him Polish Nirbishen and Aides or Mele, in another case he will take directly, but maybe this time he'll take directly. So the Mele, when he's Polish, it's Polish Kulom, so it's not Chayach to be Gezer. That don't think directly from the Kavua, because we tell him you have to be Polish, you have to manipulate the Polish of all of them. So there is no opportunity for him to take directly from the Kavua. If that had been the pshat, so that has to do with the Rabbonos. But there it's a union of the Raises, whether Pikuach Nefesh is there, Yalal de Michal Shabbos. How can you apply the Rabbonos of Zeres? There is an enterprise, so we see that the pshat is deeper than this explanation given by the Orach Shulchan. Now, I think that with a certain chidesh of my father's Zecheinu Livroche, that my father said when he was a young boy, I don't know how old he was, either 17 or 18, so we can understand this stas. Now, this is the Kivich Urim of Rabbi Chonu Masana that he published many, many years ago. And so there he asks, he kind of mentions, he has some Chedushim on the Shef Shmaitzi. So he says he has here, so he asks a very interesting Kashi. I mean, that Kashi is not his. Many Achayim has that Kashi. Now, we have Aloche of Kol Kavua Ki Mechtzal Mechtzadon. But if Polish, then we say call the Polish more than Polish. So what does it mean, kol kavua? If, let's say, he bought meat in a store, and he doesn't know in which store, then it's kavua, it's gemecht or necht. But if he didn't buy meat in the store, he found a piece of meat in the street, near the stores, so then it's Polish, we say call the Polish more than Polish. So the kashi is vini kosher. Behar dine, the kavua ki mechtzal mechtzadom, and it's Rabbi Chon Basel, and gave it to us. The lecheira nira perushe, the gzera sakosofi, she nidein bidvorim hakvuyim ala rov, kileini bimtzius. So what do you mean? Kol kavua ki mechtzal mechtzadom. So even if there are 9 stores that sell koshi, and one nevele treife, so we don't consider it as 9 against 1. But we consider it as 5 against 5. That's the washing. Kol kavua ki mechtzal mechtzadom. We consider it as if it had been 50-50, 5 against 5, not 9 against 1. So mimele, so why do we say that it's only ki mechtzal mechtzal if he buys in the store? But if he finds a piece of meat in the street, so then we say kol di polish, But true that one piece of meat was polished. So one piece of meat was polished. But the volume of the pieces of meat remained kavua. Just one out of 1,000 pieces of meat. So was it perished. But the rest is kavua in the stores. In the stores. And so that means that we have to consider all the meat that is left in the stores, in the 10 stores together, as mecht al mecht. Not as if you had 9 against 1, but as if you had 5 against 5. Mecht al mecht. So mainly the piece, how can we apply the din of Kol Polish and Rube Polish, Ligabi de Chtiche, that we found in the street, since the meat in the stores is to be regarded as mecht al mecht, not as 9 against 1, but as 5 against 5. So the chtiche, when we cut, so the chtiche that was found in the street, so it's not Polish mirube, it's Polish mi mecht al mecht. Kol di Polish, how can we say kol di Polish mirube Polish? There is no rube. Al pidin, it's mecht al mecht. So he says, תלחיר נירה פירושי דגזר עזק אוספו, שנילים בדבורים הקפואים על הרוב, כלאיני במציאס, ואם כן, היכם משכח עשו על הר דיני, לכל דיפוריס מרובה פוריס. דיני נמי די שכתיכו שפירשו, לקה עולה עודים קבוע, אבל הכתיכה יש הנישוריס, קבועיס במקיימון, נידייניס לגבי עצמון, כלאי מחצר מחצר. So how can we say kol di Polish merube? There is no. Suppose we had 5 stores selling kosher and 5 stores selling tzvit, and then we found a chtiche of bosor in the street. Would we say kol di Polish merube Polish? No, it's Polish mechtzel mechtzel. So even if we have 9 stores and 1 store selling tzvit, but since there is aloche ligabe all the other meat that remain there, that kimecht al mechtzo, so we should treat it as if it had been 5 against 5, not 9 against 1. So memele, it's not. So how can we apply the aloche of kol di Polish merube Polish? Ligabi dechticho that was found in the street, it's not Polish merube, it's Polish mimecht al mechtzo. We don't say that kol di Polish mimecht al mechtzo, so it is presumed that it's Polish from the culture. דיני נמי די שכתיכה שפירשו, לקו לאודים קבוע, אבל הכתיכה סנישור יספויז במקיימון, נדליס לגבי עצמון, כאילו הם מחצר מחצר, ואם כן, גם איסה הכתיכה שפירשו, לא פירשו מנורי ולא מחצר. Now this happened about 80 years ago. So my father, זכן לברוכה, was at that time in בוכר, and he was 80 years old, רבוכון was much older, he was 30 years old, he was a married man. ותירץ לידידי הבוחר החרי ראשון מרמישה בן הרווק רבחיים הלוי סולוויצ'יק זצל דהודי קבוע כמחצה ומחצה דומה פירושי דביסה קבוע הוא עם המרובי וכמהודי אין הלכים לבוא מן החרוב דהים פירושי So Reb Chaim was masking to my father, Zechino Lebroche Sterz. So in other words, so I mentioned it, I mean, passing. I mean, I didn't want to mention the name of my father because I mentioned it in connection with other things, not in connection with discussion. So, in other words, that it doesn't mean Kol Kavua Ki Mechtzal Mechtzal Dome, that Gzeiras HaKosef is, that we should regard it as 50-50. No. It is wrong. As a matter of fact, we cannot deny that Gzeiras HaKosef doesn't tell us that we should deny the mitzvahs. After all, I mean, even though it's kavua, but from the point of view of probability, it's still the same chances of only, so the possibility of treifa is 1 chance out of 10. So it's not 5 chances out of 10. I mean, it's 1 chance out of 10. But the halacha is, just as we have halacha, in hilchim b'momen acharon. So what does it mean? We don't rely on the birur of rov vis-a-vis momen. Vis-a-vis a beheter, we rely on rov. But vis-a-vis momen, where we have to be made to momen from the mulzeh, so rov is not a sufficient birur. So that's the halacha. True, it doesn't. The expression is kol kavuah kimecht al mecht nami. But that doesn't mean that the gzeras hakosuf is that we should regard it as 5 against 5. No, it's 9 against 1. And from the point of view of probability, it's remote that it should be dafke the treife. If 9 stores sell kosher, but even though generally the Torah says we can rely on the probability of love, of rough chances, here the Torah says, Bimokim Kavua, you can't rely on love. Just the Torah says, you can't rely on love in regard to Hitzras Momim Yadavailim. So you can't rely on love even in this Avehete, in the case of Kavua. But love it is, not that Exerza Kosef is, it's not love. It's 50-50, it's 5 against 5. It is love, but love is not effective. Rob is not effective. So Mele, Rob is not effective when you take it from the Kavua. But when it's Pirish, then we don't have the Gzeres HaKosov. So Mele, we apply the din of Koldi Porish, Mirube Porish. But if the Gzeres HaKosov had been that it's not to be considered as Rob, but as Mechtzor, Mechtzor, so then we wouldn't even be able to apply the din of Koldi Porish Mirube, because it wouldn't called the Polish Mirube, it would be called the Polish Mechtzal Mechtzal, and so we wouldn't be allowed to eat it. But the Gzeres HaKosef is only that while it is Rov, even because why it is Rov, it's the same probability. But in such a case of Kavua, we don't rely on the probability of Rov. But when it's Polish, we do rely on the probability of Rov. Now, I think this is a very important issue. I think with this yisod, we can understand many things in the union of Kavua and Taruves and so on. Now, with this yisod, we can also understand the psak of the Mechaber and Siman Shin Choftes. Now, I mentioned it certainly last year. Now, Teisves asks a kasha in Bovakamit of Choftes and also in Sanhedrin Dav Gimel. So Shmuel says, and we pass like Shmuel, that in Hilchim Moment Acharov, Hameicha Yershei of Nimtzon Akcha, let's say, if Reuven sold an axe to Shimon, and then the axe turned out to be a gora, an akcha, so naturally he cannot use it to l'radye for plowing the land, because he's a mazik. But if he wants to slaughter the axe, then the fact that he's an Akron, that's no chizon. Now, so Shimon, who bought the axe, and then he found out that the axe was an Akron, so Shimon says, give me back my money. Give me back my money. Why? Because I want to use the axe for Radia. I can't use it for Radia, it will be magic, everybody. I can't use it for Radia. So Reuven says to him, I'm not going to give you back the money. Most people, when they buy an axe, they buy it l'shvig. Just a mute of people, when they buy an axe, they buy it l'rada. And as far as shchita is concerned, so nakhan or no nakhan doesn't make any difference. So Rav says that hilchim u'men acharov, and Shmuel says that ain hilchim u'men acharov. So we pass like Shmuel that ain hilchim u'men acharov. So that means that by momin we don't rely on love. So Tesis says he kashin av choftes in Borakamen, Dav Gimel in Sanhedrin. How is it that by momin we don't rely on love, but after all by nefoshes we do rely on love? By nefoshes we do rely on love. How could momin be more chomor than nefoshes? How could momin be more chomor than nefoshes? So how do we know that by nefoshes we do rely on love? After all, the posik of love is acherabu lahatis, and the posik of acherabu lahatis is mentioning of nefoshes. In other words, if 13 members of the Sanhedrin Ktano say chayev, and 10 say poter, so it's chayev. So we rely even on the nefoshes. So certainly we got you. So Teisves in Murakami gives the teretz And this aloha of that we go basarim vayonim applies to women also, not only to nefashis. So thesis in the Kami give the talents, the thing of aname, woman is more humble than nefashis, because by woman we have to be made woman, which is very strange. So, but we go basarim besdin. So thesis in the Kami daf chavtes distinguishes between rov and rov besdin, because by rov besdin so miut is gemar lesson. So that means by rov besdin. So the mute is mechuyev to succumb to the opinion of the rov. So it's chubek ikule. So we don't have any mute. Mashenkei. So that applies into moment also, because the mute, if two dayonim say chayev and one dayon says poter, let's say in the Torah and in the Momnes. So the dayon who says poter after hearing the judgment of the rov dayonim, the two dayonim who say chayev, he has to be mevatel his das. So maybe we have it das kulam, not just the das rov. Mashenkein were just the union of the rov and the miut. So then by moment we don't rely, but the forces are doing it. That's thesis in Bavakar. But thesis in Sanhedrin Lavgimu gives a different times. He says, of course, it goes without saying that women cannot be more humble than the Voshes. And since by the rov of the Rube Dizabne Rishrit, Umid Dizabne Radie, so Memele, in that case, by the Voshes, that kind of rov wouldn't be effective. By the Voshes, it certainly wouldn't be effective. Even Rav would be made. But Rav says, Gabi Momin, it is effective. Shmuel says, this kind of rov, so is ineffective even Gabi Momin. And Hilchim Momin Achor. And Hilchim Momin Achor. This is what Shmuel says. And we pass by Shmuel. Mashein Kei, the rov that is effective in the Foshes. Let's say, if someone, it was Mikadesh, was, if the, let's say, Iktano was, the father was Mikadesh Kedush. So she's an ishishish, and then somebody was mizanya with her. So then he's chayim missing. But maybe when she becomes a deilo, it will turn out that she was an ales, so it will be gloy mitzvah mafreya, the kedushin was no kedushin. Still we give missing. We are chayim missing. Why? Because we go, gabin nefoshes, we go basarov. So that rov is a much stronger rov than the rov of the radiyeh or the shri. So in the melee, that rov will certainly be affected by the momness. That rov, Teisvi says in Tzadet Lavgim, will certainly be effective governing the momness. And it's even effective governing the foshes. But the rov of the radi and the shrite is certainly ineffective governing the foshes. But the shaila is whether it's effective governing the momness. So Rav says governing the momness, it is effective. And Shmuel says governing the momness, it's not. So the Shef Shmaitz explains it by mentioning the Shittas Rambam in Kedushin Daf Nun Beis Nun Gimel, I don't remember the exact daf. So there the Gemara says, now Bisman Chazal, so there was a practice among Chasanim that they used to send Savlones to the cow. So some used to send Savlones before the Kedushin, and some send Savlones after the Kedushin. So the Gemara says, Lo yitzriche, dirube misav levod amikach, umiute mikache vod amisav. So this is a sikache there. So how could we say that no one has a Gemara Kedushin here? No, it's not necessary. Okay, so then Tesis has a certain kasha there. So the Ramban says that this rov of Ruven Misav Levod Amikache doesn't apply to Ishishish. Why? Because it's a rov atol b'minit. So the Shef Shmaitz mentions that Ramban. In other words, there is a machlekes l'shein. Now, whether Gitnu Kedushin have the din of the Foshes, or they have a din of Momnes. So there is a machlekes l'shein. Now, Teis v'shitei Makis is that all the tenedes that is effective by the moment and it's not effective by the foshes, so So by keeping the kedushin, it's not effective. Let's say iris mecheles. So iris mecheles is effective by momenes. It's not effective by nefoshes. So by keeping the kedushin, according to Tesis Makes, it's ineffective. According to the Ra, the Mukiese, the Ran, it is effective. So in other words, there is a shittes of shaming that keeping the kedushin, dovah shebe'arvo, has a din of nefoshes. Because she becomes even a shishish, so then somebody will be mechuyev mise, and if it's a get, so in other words, so until now someone was chayev mise for her, and now he will not be chayev mise, so maybe it has a din of nefoshes. So the Ramban says in the Tzuki in Dushin that a rov hatol b'mine, like chube misadle v'da mekache, is effective only in Isabet, but it's not effective. It's not effective in Gitnu Gdush. In Gitnu Gdush. In Sanhedrin it is. So the Shev Shmaitze says, that's the Pshat in Teisves in Sanhedrin Dav Gimel. When Teisves says that in Chanam, that kind of rov that is effective Gabi Nefoshes is certainly effective Gabi Mom. And the rov that is not effective, like Chuben Eradim, so that is not effective Gabi Momain, so is certainly ineffective Gabi Nefoshes. But it's different kind of rovs. Because the rov of Radi and Shchite, or the rov of Rube Misavle, or the Mikache, and Miute Mikache, or the Misavle, that's a rov atol b'minik. So this is not such a good rov. Mashei came rov noshi main on islandess. So that is rov atol b'tem. So which kind of rov is effective Gabi Nefoshes, a rov atol b'tem? But rov atol b'minik is ineffective Gabi Nefoshes. So Shmuel says, not only is Rov HaTov B'Minek ineffective Gabi Nefoshes, it's even ineffective Gabi Momenes. So what's the Pshat? The Pshat is as follows. There are two halachas in Rov. First of all, there are certain Rovs that are considered al Pidin as Ibiru, like Chazok Einodom Periyah B'Zir Zmani. So it's a presumption. Einodom Periyah B'Zir Zmani. So that's Ibiru. So Rov is also Ibiru. Now, if someone is Mikadei Shektan, and the father was Mikabel Dibdush, and then she is Ibazgim Shonim Yimechot, so we also Piye, somebody was Mizane with her, so it's Chayim Bisi. Now, the question is, maybe there are some women, when they grow up, they turn out to be islanders. So maybe then it will be Goy Mislam Afreya, the Dibdush is Bishetoyes. So she is not an Ishishish. So she is not an Ishishish. So Rameya says that we cannot meet out Mise against the one that is Borler. Because the mayor is cheshish limiyuti, but the rabbonon are not cheshish limiyuti. So we say that we go basarov. We go basarov. We are not cheshish limiyuti. So there the rov is reiv noshim in nailanes. That's rov atol b'teva. So rov atol b'teva is a birub. It's a presumption. Now just because they are a few women that when they grow up they turn out to be islanders, so we don't have to be cheshish for it. So it's a birub. When it's a question, the chosin sent something. Beidim sent. So the question is now he was not. So it was not. He was not mikadish her before, but he sent a certain gift. Beidim. So maybe that gift that he sent, he meant b'teras dush. Send it to Tushruchim and they are the Edim. So that he meant Meteras Dush. But the minig of most people in that city is that first they are Mekadesh and then they send the gift. Now, since he wasn't Mekadesh before, so from the point of view of the minig of the majority of the people in the city, he didn't send it Bitoiras. So we have to say there the minig of most people, that they are mikdash first, they are mikdash first, and that first they are Mikadesh, and then they send Zavlonis. They send the gift. First they are Mikadesh, and then they send the gift. Now, so since he wasn't Mikadesh before, so why should he send Zavlonis? So I said, but, so we say, no, he's not mishumet to the minig of most people. Maybe he doesn't like the practice of most people in the city. He likes the practice of the miut people in the city. Or rov by the radia and the miut by the shrike. So that doesn't mean just because rov by the radia that he also must have bought the radia. He is not mishumet to the minig of most people. So, but by Isabeheter, so we say by Momay, we don't go basal. So, by Isabeheter, so even when Rov, because Rov can be a Biro, and even where Rov is not a Biro, it can be effective, Mitzadin. Now, let's say, according to the Rambam Shite, the Tzveke, the Reis, and not the Kule. So, you cannot say the Tzveke is a Biro. Sofik is certainly not a Biro. But it means the Torah tells us we don't have to be cheshish. So Memele, even in the case where Rov is not a Biro, still we rely on Rov because the Torah does not expect us to be cheshish for the possibility of Isser when there is a Rov, even when it's not a Biro. So Memele, by Isa Beheter, Rov is effective even when it's not Bitiras Biro, even when it's not effective. So it is still effective. Masheikim by Momein, so there is aloche, you cannot be made in Momein, misofik. By Nefoshes, sofik Nefoshes lohoko. We cannot meet out any punishment against the person, misofik. It has to be a badai. So where the Rov is a biru, let's say Rov Noshim in Mailanes, then we rely on it in Nefoshes too, then we rely on it in Momenes too. Masheikim, where the Rov is a Rov Atol B'minek. Then we cannot say it's a Biro, just because most people have a certain practice. So that means that everyone is presumed to have that practice. Well, he might decide he's not a conventionalist. He might decide not to conform to the custom of most people. But by Isa Beheter, we rely even on the Rov Atol B'minek. Because by Isa Beheter, so even where it's not effective, it is Biro. So there is Exeras HaKosov, that we rely on Rov, Biteras Din, not Biteras Biro, just the Sveke the Reis and not Teres Likule, according to Ramam Shiti. Masheim came by Foshes and by Momen, so where it is Isofik, not a Biro, so we cannot be made in Momen, we cannot meet out any punishment. So Mele, by Gitnu Gdushin, so where the Rov, is a Rov Atolu B'Teva, then it's a Biro, so we rely by Gittin Kedushin too. Masha'in came where it's a Rov, Ruben Misavle, Voda Mekachel, Mit, Mekachel, Voda Misavle, so it's a Rov Atolu B'Minek, so by Isa Beheter, it is effective with Tiras Din. Masha'in came by Gittin Kedushin, that has a Din of Nefoshes, so there has to be a Biro. So Memele, now we can understand this Raya of the Tiras Hamos. The Ramo mentions a raya that Zero Shemayikach Nakavua is only Shayach on its Boris Mixes. But if it's Boris Kule, then we do not say Zero Shemayikach Nakavua. The raya is from Simen Shinchov Tes Nirachayim that if there were 11 people in a Chotzer and one, all of them are active Chovim and one is Israel. And then, of course, so if a gleike took place in that chotzer, so it's kavua. So you have to be mechal shabbos. But even if someone was Polish in another chotzer, and the gleike or a mapeles took place in another chotzer, we still have to be mechal shabbos. But if all of them were Polish, and each one into a different chotzer, and then a gleike or a mapeles took place in one of the chotzeres, we're not mechal shabbos. So we see that there is a difference between Polish mixtos and Polish group. So how can that be explained? So now, Rebbe Chonon raised the question, how can we say that when a Chatiches Bosom was found in the street, so then we say called the Polish Mirube Polish, since there is a Aloche of Kol Kovuaki Mechtal Mechtodome, and only one Chatiches Bosom was Polish, but the rest of the meat remained Kovuak. So it's Mechtal Mechtodome, so it's not Polish Mirube, it's Polish Mechtal Mechtodome. So the answer is that exerts a kosuf of kokuvua ki mechta mechta gomer does not imply that we are not to consider it as rov, just as mechta mechta. It is rov, but this rov, in such a case, rov is not effective, but rov it is. So Memeila, the Zakosov tells us that rov is not effective in the place of kavua, but vis-a-vis the chtiche that was pireis, the Zakosov doesn't apply. So Memeila, we say, call the Polish, rule the Polish. Vis-a-vis the chtiche that was pireis. But since there is a Zakosov that in kavua rov is not effective, so that means that that kind of rov in kavua is not mevare, because the Zakosov tells us that you can't rely on that rov of kavua. You can't take Yechtichas Bosor in one of the stores and say, we presume that this is of the rov chairs, because there is a Zakosov that this kind of rov is ineffective. So the Zakosov tells us it's ineffective b'tiras biru and it's even ineffective b'tiras din. Both. So Mimele, true that the Xeras HaKosov doesn't apply to Yechtiche that is Pireish, but vis-a-vis the Yechtiche that is Pireish, vis-a-vis the Yechtiche that is found in the street, so there we apply the Din of Kol Poresh Merube Poresh on the basis of Din, not on the basis of Biru, because how could we apply the Din of Kol Poresh Merube Poresh on the basis of Biru? Because in order to apply the biru din, the biru of kol diporish mirube porish, so the rov has to be a rov amivarech. But the rov that Xeras HaKosov tells us that the rov of kavua is not an effective rov. So it's not a rov amivarech. So true that Xeras HaKosov doesn't say anything about the chticha that is pireish. So the mele vis-a-vis the chticha that is pireish, the rov is effective, but only b'tiras din, not b'tiras biru, because in order to apply the biru of kol diporish mirube porish, so the rov that remains kavua has to be a mivare, but the rov that remains kavua is not a mivare. So the mele even vis-a-vis the chticha that is pireish, that is found in the street. So we do say kol diporish mirube porish, but that's like the rov atol b'minek. So we have two aluches in rov. First of all, there is aluche of rov mitzad bir. And even in the case where rov cannot be mivare, so it's effective b'tiras din. B'tiras din is a cause. It is a safi, but still we don't have to be cheshish for that safi, because that's the way the Torah says. Achirab v'ahat, there is a cause. So, even in Rubed Isekamon, so sometimes the Rubed Isekamon can be effective with Tiras Biru. But in this case, where Chtichas Boso was found in the street, we cannot say Kol Diporish Merube Poris on the basis of Biru, because in order to say Kol Diporish Merube Poris on the basis of Biru, then the Rov has to be a Rov Amivarer. And the Rov cannot be a Rov Amivarer because there is Xeras HaKosov. That doesn't mean that it's not rov, but it means it's an even ineffective rov. It's a rov that is not mevare. So Memeila, even vis-a-vis the chticha that is pireish, as long as the rov remains kavua, so Memeila, the rov that is kavua is not a mevare. Is not a mevare. It cannot even establish the din on the basis of din either, but vis-a-vis the chticha that is pireish, so the rov can be effective on the basis of din, not on the basis of biru, but not on the basis of biru, because in order to apply the din of kol diporish mirube porish on the basis of biru, so then it has to be a rov amivare. It has to be a rov amivare, and here there is Xeras HaKosov kol kavua ki mechtza al mechtza dame. This rov, the rov of kavua, is not a mivare, and the rov remains be kavua. So even Ligabi the Chticha that is Pireish, so the Kol Diporish is not effective on the basis of Biru, but on the basis of Din. So since it's on the basis of Din, so then we have Aloche Sofik Nefoshes Barokot. So Mimele, we cannot rely, and that's the Pshat in the Hilkim Mikvach Nefesh Acharon. Because this is a kind of a rov that is not effective with Tiras Biru. as long as it's only poison exhausting. Mashein came for the 1,001 people who are perished from the chotzer. Everyone entered a different chotzer. So then, no kovua remained. So Mimele, the whole rov was perished. If the whole rov was perished, so Mimele, the rov can be a rov amivareh. So then we can apply the din of called the Polish and Rube Polish as a biru, not only as a din, as a biru. So even the Gabi Pekach Nevesh, you rely on biruim. So that's why some Mele, that's why the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Shin Choftes, that's the reason as to why the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Shin Choftes, that if all the elef and one people were perished from the Chotzer, everyone entered a different Chotzer, and then it leke or in Apeles took place in one Chotzer, we're not allowed to be Mechalza Shabbos. Why? Because here, two in Eilchim Bukach Nevesh HaRov. When is in Eilchim Bukach Nevesh HaRov, if the Rov is only affected by Teras Din? As long as the Rov remains in the Kavua. So mainly the Rov is not a Rov Amivare, but the Rov can only establish by Teras Din. That we don't have to be Mechishish, but with Gabi Bukach Nevesh, as long as it's not a Vatai, so it's Vecha Shabbos. Mashein Kein, if the Rov itself was perished, so then we have a Rov Amivareya, or a Rov Amivareya. So then, even the Gabi Pekach Nefesh is the price. So Mele, the Tase is true. The Chachomim say, Gzei Roshem Yikach Mekavua. But when are the Chachomim gaze here? Gzei Roshem Yikach Mekavua, if the Rov Mideraisi is not anymore. But it's only effective if it's a better with Teras Din. So then the Chachomim are gazing, Zero Shemikam Nikavua. But if Mideraisi is effective with Teras Biru, then the Chachomim are not gazing. So it's an excellent Raya. So he says, Uviteras Chatos, Maise Raya, Lechidu Kazem, Merachayim Sime Shechoftes, Leinyan Mefakhin Esagal Bishabes, Bisof Kisroel, Di Neka Kolakriyas Di Mahanem. So then he says, Of course, show me Shayach Kazirikam. But the Raya is just because of that. Kol Zeach is the Ramo would say. Because over there, we cannot even conceive of the Rabbonos. Then it's a question of Chil Shabbos, of Melach and the Raya say. So there we cannot conceive of the Rabbonos. So we see that with the Raya say there is a distinction between Pirish Miktos and Pirish Kulei. Why? Because there is a kasha. Every case of Nimtzon. So we say called the Polish Rubi Polish Rebuchon's kasha. So Mele, but only the Chticha is Polish, but the Rov itself remains in Kavua. So it's Kimech Tamech Tadome, so it's not Polish Rubi. The answer is the Kol Kavua Kimech Tamech Tadome does not mean that it's not to be regarded as Rov. It is to be regarded as Rov, but it's an ineffective Rov. But since it's an ineffective Rov, so mainly it's not a Rov Amivareya. So mainly even vis-a-vis the Chatiche, it cannot be effective with Teras Biru, but only with Teras Din. If it's only effective with Teras Din, so mainly it's not a Rov Amivareya, as long as there is a Sofik Pekach Nefesh or Sofik Nefesh Zlok, and we don't rely on Rov. Just as a Rov Ator B'minek, we don't rely on the God to Momenes. Because in Momen, in order to be made in Momen, there has to be a Vada. Mashei came when it's Polish Kulei. So then, there is no Kavua left. So mainly the Rov is a Rov Amivareya. If the Rov is a Rov Amivareya, so then called the Polish is effective with Teras Biru. So it's effective even the Gabi Pekach Nefesh. It's not Sofik Nefoshes, it's Vada Yei Nefoshes. So Mimele, we're not Mechalos HaShabbos. So Mimele, he applies. So true, that Gabi Yisavahetel, the child to make Zeres. But the Ramu was aware of that, Kashi. But when the Chachomim were only willing to make Zere, as long as there is no Biru of Rov. So then they were Gezer, Shemikah Lekavua. But when there is a Biru of Rov, then the Chachomim didn't want to be Gezer. So that's why we are not Gezer. So it's not because the Gzeira was here that if we allow him to manipulate the Polish, so maybe the same time he will take from the Kavua. No. The Gzeira could be because in another occasion he would take Nakavua. But when Nad Chachomim Gezer Shemikavua, if we don't have any Biru of Rov, Masha'inkin, when it's Boris Kule, then we have a Biru of Rov, then the Chachomim and Nad Gezer Gezer Shemikach Nakavua. All right.
Now, let's go over Siv Zayin Taz, and then we'll start the Shachas. Vodi Oser Yimim Frisim Mischar. Chiluk Zeh Kosa Vitaz Mai Paskinon Kaam Da Bifid Bia Vita Bipirish Yeish Iser Shemo Yikach Mina Kavua. So by Dova Choshu or Chaim or other Dova Choshu, So we say if he frees it mischavei, so it's osir. So the Rambam says when we say if frees it mischavei, it's osir, that is only pirish miktsas meat, but pirish kulon. So then it's muta. Chilik zeh kosel tarz ma'at vaskinon kala pirish yisir shemikun hakavua. V'hu das rishim b'siyos b'simin zay tabidrus. Now it's not like Rabbi Tam who says that by whom we are allowed even to deliberately manipulate the pirish. Shom posa kidas Rabbi Tam, so there's the stira. It's shemahani im nir b'shei samarun kol kiporish merubek kiporish. Al kochoch michalei b'chiluk zeh. Because of the akimeishim teres chato shechin heishil marav rav shachne misro. Vit mahani dol hedi aminu mizvochil mahani zeh. Dipor chosom balachayim shnesav v'asurim kulon. כולם לקום, המים נקרב חד מנהי ונים כל פורש מרובי ופורש ומשל על מקבוע, הוא פורח ניר בשל ניידה ונים כל פורש מרובי ופורש פיר ושבוז לו ישוב שכביעס ומשל הרוב וגזיר שם יקרב מקבוע אם כי נערי בהתי דפי בקיר עסקו למען ובתרס חטוס מה יישא ראי so that it's not a ראי מוכרח אז from there because especially according to what we said. So, because the Gemara is looking for solutions. After all, why should we allow so many behemoths to be wasted? I mean, just one behemoth, Chatos Shetons, was mixed up with 1,000 behemoths of regular Chatois, not Shetons. So we say that all the 1,000 have to die. All the 1,000 die. If there is a solution, so we wouldn't allow, I mean, such a waste. So apparently there is no solution. So the Gemara is looking for solutions. So the Gemara asked the Rishon Lion and so on. So the Gemara says there she can have one. So Mele, the kasha of the taz is monefshech. If near Bishedinaide of that will affect a pirish of all the beings, then it will be muter. So there is a solution. But according to what we said. Oh, so there is a solution. One second. Uviteres chatos, ma'iserayu lechiluk hazeh, me'erchayim simen shin choftes, li'yani mevakfen esagal b'shabes, b'sof kisroel, di'imneka kol hakviyes, di'maha ayin shom, ve'im'inyan likam, di'shom in shayach ha'gzirek likam. So, over there is no gzirek, but the raya of the teres chatos is a very strong raya. True, there is no gzeire, because over there we are considering a question of pikuach nefesh. So we are only considering the raises, not the rabbonon. But we see that mid raise there is a difference between piris mitzos and piris klo. Since mid raise there is a difference, so mimele, as according to the way we said, we explained it. So when are the chachomim gezeir? Chachomim agezeir. When midraise there is no bill, it's only a din, so then we are gezer. But if it's a vada, if there is a bill, then we are not gezer. Veini ilikam, v'shom yishayach ha'gzirek mekam, v'su koshe, v'yi mahane, akiras kulon amgun shom yizmochi nikum adir ad shim musu, v'o vada yishim minikor in kulon, lipsei, well that's no kashi either. True, the shilikor in kulon lipsof, ultimately, I mean, every behemoth will come out from the stable. They're not going to stay there for 1,000 years in the stable. But that will not give us any solution to the problem. They might stay there in the stable for a very long time. So in the meantime, the halacha is tomus. I mean, how long does it take for a behemoth to that he should die. I mean, in short time. In other words, if it is one of the chatois amises, then we have to effect the mis. We have to make sure that they would die. ולא יסיבו זה תירוץ עם רב ומתחוקים. ואני אבל נזדהיתי נוחם, דעל כל חוכמה פה מקרי על רב נתן, דמחלק בין קודש ומחום, כמו שקוסף רב וסיוסף בהדק דמעת איזוס בראש, אלו אין גובדי, דהי למה שקוסף פרק תרו וזה לשורת, בין פיר שיחידים משום, דיבו זה סביר לרב נתן, דבחיר בין שורת, אף ובחי גם, אף ובפיר סביפונים, רק שליפה זה ריסם ידיים, אלו גם בחום לא עושה, דמה ישנקים שנוסנו על זה שהם קבוע, אבל מקום מוקים, בנאי לכולם, בזה מותם לדין, רק משום זה יראה שמי ייקח מקבוע, כדי שמגמור, בזה מידע, רי, דבחום לגוז הוא כל כך, דבקות שמחמיר יהיה זהר, ומה שקוסבה טורקן, אבל בלחי משעות לא מחשובים, אפילו אם פירשו, דגזן שקבוע, הימי, אין מפוזר לכולם, דעוזי נחוית, אלו אם פירשו שלו לפנינו, וזה יסמור את היבל, יגזר אפילו בחום, שמי ייקח מקבוע, דור אלי אגו שמהקר, מה שהגיד לי בשביל נאידה, ונעת אלוי על זה, על זה, יישר הכל קודל בדובור, ולא יוסל מיטל, ייקח מקבוע, אלו בקורת שנדרך מירו גוז רואה, אפילו בזה. So in other words, actually, the Taz is accepting the distinction between Pirsho Mikzos and Pirsho Kuro. He's accepting the main lombus of the Ramot. He's accepting it, but with one little difference. Whereas according to the Ramot, so by Pirsho Kuro, so there is no Gzeira Shemikach Nakavua, even by Kochin, so according to the Taz, by Kochin, there is a Gzeira Shemikach Nakavua, even by Pirsho Kuro. Pirsho Kuro, but by Chumnat. So too, Rav Natan distinguishes between Chum and Kochim, even in regard to Pirsho Mikzoso. So he says, there he, regard to Pirsho Mikzoso, there he holds, there is a Gzeira Shemigla Kavuai, even Ligabe Chum. But Ligabe, but in case of Pirsho Kulon, so then, by Kochim, there is still exerted, because Kochim is Mohomo. Why is he forced to say that? I mean, it's much simpler, much more reasonable to accept the lomdes of the Ramor, of Rav Rapshachne's Teretz, as Rav Rapshachne mentioned it. The answer is because he has a kasha from the Gemara. Because if by Kochim, it's also mutar to manipulate a Pirsho Kulon, now the Gemara is looking for solutions. So why doesn't the Gemara say "V'nir b'shedenayde kumov"? V'lo yimikol b'poris, v'lo b'poris. The answer is, I mean, so he can give a balabati sheteretz on that kasha, because it's relatively easy to manipulate the porish of mitzvahs. So it causes a disturbance. So then a few behemoths out of the 1,000 behemoths will run out. But to manipulate the Polish of all, that's not so easy. So the Mila de Gemara doesn't get the kasha, because the Mishnah says that Yomusa Kulon Tsainochaname, the Mishnah means if they tried to manipulate the Polish of Kulon and it didn't succeed, so then it's Yomusa Kulon Inochaname if this is successful. So then, we don't have to waste all the behemoths, that they all should die. So this is what the Ramah would say. But the Taz holds that there is a raya from that Gemara, that lechol hapoch is by Kochim. So it's also a rim to manipulate the Polish kulon. So that's why he gives the teretz. But in final analysis, is the same lomdes as Rav Shachne's Teretz. Why is it that by Kochim, we are Geizir Hashem Yikach Mekavua even vis-a-vis Pirsho Kulon? And by Chum, So vis-à-vis Pirshu Kulom, we mad geiz Hashem Yikra Kavua. Vis-à-vis Pirshu Mikzoson, we are geiz. All right, so Kochim is Mocham. Kochim is Mocham. But if Kochim is Mocham, so the Kashi is against the Gemara itself. So by whom we shouldn't be geiz altogether? So we are geiz. Vis-à-vis Pirshu Mikzoson, by whom? But vis-à-vis Pirshu Kulom, by whom we are not geiz here? And by Kochim, yes. Obviously, there is a difference between Chum and Kochim. What's the difference? Because when it's Pirshu Mikzoson, then Kolni Polish is only effective Mitzadin. When it's Pirshu Kulon, then Kolni Polish is effective Mitzad Bio. Then Kolni Polish is effective Mitzad Bio. So, Mimele, Ligabi Kochim, that is Chumu. So, even when Midraise, Kol Dipolish is effective on the basis of Biro, we are still Geizer. But Chum is not so Chum. So where we have a Biro Midraise, then we don't have to be Geizer. Masha'in came in connection with Pirshu Mikzoson, so we don't have any Biro in Midraise, only we have a Din, a Heter of Rov. So we are Geizer, if we got a Chum. Now, why? So that means that the Taz also accepts the oneness of Rav Rav Shach. So he says, those in the heter in pure shon flame, but they is for a table in there. A few the whom she may get on a kavua. The oreal yard is Mishimaker. Machine in your mission night. We not a loyal bize, he shake a god of it of all. Will you also limit a licach mikavua? El to be coaching the Achmiru. Goes who are few. Bose. The whole of the cost of a two car. הקודש עם יר בי שעדנאידה, לפי שכאן כאילו גם שעוד לא הם חשובים, והוא שעי עוד אוקיי, זה הכל ספיר לצד לסרופי. So when is a child manipulated Polish? In a living thing, people hide, so you start making noise, you cause a disturbance, and so the behemoths become frightened, so then they want out. But in regard to an inanimate thing, how can you manipulate the Polish? Either accidentally it is Polish, and if this accident didn't happen, how can you manipulate that? You can't manipulate a Polish in inanimate things. I mean, if he just covers his eyes and he takes out one of the items, that's look of your dying. I mean, even if he covers his eyes, so it's covered, it's a look of your dying. So that's not Polish melo. So when you start making noise, screaming, and then the behemoth in the stable gets scared, and you don't look, so that's not called, that's not considered lokabiyudai. So by balchayim it's shayach to manipulate by inanimate things. So it's one of the two: either you take biyudaim or you don't take, and you have to wait for an accident. Well, so you cannot say. I mean. That you wait for an accident. V'shikam kiel gam shor mo l'mchshuvim. L'shayah bokei. V'shikosat hiper gan yisrov. D'zeh l'shayah chav l'chai. Al kol mikos v'atur kam yizeh. V'shom achat ma shikosat liyom. V'shim nizay. D'yesh tekon yizu b'bal l'chai. Now the only question is, the way we explain to Rav Rav Shachni, and the Taz also agrees with that longness, except that he holds that vis-a-vis kochim. So the chachomim mo geizeh. Even if it's Pireish Kulo. Because Kochim is Kocham. So, but by who not? So why by who not? Because when it's Pireish Kulo, then we have the Biru of Kol Dipolish, not the Din. But why does the Taz say, the Taz mentions something else? So it says, Dozeim Choyeter, when Pireish Shalom in front of. Heine, the Gazino Shemikam Kavua, Heine, Fuzor in Kulon. Those in Lohet on Pirshu Shalim Fonego, Bosei is for a table in Xer, a few Bihu, Shemikam Kavua, the real Yavi Shemeka, Mashinkin in your Bishu Dinaide, Vim Nati Aloy, Aldize, Yesh Heker Godel Vidovo, Viloi, Oseli Mite, Likach Mikavua. Why does he have to mention the term? Because Yesh Heker Godel Vidovo. So it's not so awesome. Let him say
Let him say, because if it's Bir Shepulon, then we have a Biru Rovov. And the Chachomim are not Geizir. When there is a Biru, the Chachomim are only Geizir when it's a Sofik. But with the Raisi, it's Mutar on the basis of Israel Sakosuf of Rov. So that Geizir. Mashaim came when it's Bir Shepulon, so we have a Biru Rovov. So it's Vada, it's not in Sofik. The Chachomim are not Geizir. Why do they have to resort to the Tam? Because Yeshli Hekakot. So this we have to explain. I mean, on the basis of the principle that is mentioned by the Sheni, I mentioned it a number of times. Teitze says that even though my Mitzvoshin is one of the three takones that have no tam, but there is a tam. What's a tam? In order to make commercial transactions, business transactions, more convenient. So in other words, if one could not assign a chayv or a pikodin through my mishloshten, then business transactions would be handicapped. Many times a person would like, you know, to transfer, to make a transfer of a certain indebtedness that another person owes him, and there is no way. So because of that, the chachomim are misakei that if the naysayin and the mikabel and the obligor are present, so then the key is chal. So there is a tam. So why does the Gemara say that Spanish Roshten is one of the three takones that is takones below tam? So we see from that usually takones chazal have two reasons. One reason as to the why. What's the reason as to why the Chachamim are misakim? So even my